Yeah, look, this again, there's a job to be done, and we know the prize that lies ahead. I suppose it was one of our targets when we met up at the start of the year that, Mickey had made it very clear that we had kind of fallen short the past couple of years, underperformed and didn't really perform on the biggest days, and that's something that we've been trying to work towards. So obviously since the end of the National League, this has been our main focus. And yeah, we're looking forward to getting out at the weekend again. And now there are going to be no slouches. I know Paul McCormick from years gone by. He was an old teammate of mine, and he'll have him very well prepared. He's always very professional in his approach, and they'll come with a high skill level and a high work rate. So we have it all to do. I know they haven't been picking up wins, but they haven't been too far away either,
Yeah, you guys have been picking up the wins, but I'm sure you're going to tell me that the up until this stage of the championship, it has been tougher than the score lines and the victories have been suggesting, Declan.
Yeah, well, we kind of stumbled our way through Fermanagh, and they had 14 men for a long period, and probably wasn't our best performance. But championship's not about it's not about how pretty it looks. It's about getting over the line and building towards, trying to. Mickey always says you need one big performance, and that's on the biggest day, and everything else is just about getting there. So yeah, we were happy enough with our performance against Armagh. It was a step up, and then last weekend against Roscommon for 55, 60 minutes, I thought we were very, very good. Stuck to our game plan, and we did a lot of things right. Obviously, the last 5 or 10 minutes, maybe we hit the sleep button or kind of took the foot of the gas a wee bit, but we did let them back in, and that's something that, it's good getting into. This weekend's effectively a semi-final. It's good getting into a semi-final with a good performance, but still lots to work on.
Yeah, but the building blocks, I suppose, to this point were of the year has been very, very good from Donegal, because you had an excellent league campaign and were very unfortunate to miss out on the divisional title there. But the blocks that have been put in place since the start of the year, it's all the foundation is there, and I suppose where you want to be, it's on the right trajectory at the minute. So does Declan.
Yeah, definitely, and it's not just since we met up in November, December again. There's lads there that probably cut their teeth a wee bit last year, and that's standing to them this year. Liam and Connor are really flourishing this year. Oisin Marley, Rory Campbell, with new players in, and Stephen McBride, Sean Ward. There's lads there that probably served their time, and they're bearing the fruits of it. They're bearing the fruits for this year, definitely. But yeah, it's all good building blocks, and we have to say we're very happy where we're sitting at the minute.
Yeah. Did it surprise you how well and how comfortable those younger players have settled into this year? Because their performances, particularly in the league, were magnificent, so they were.
Not a bit. Didn't surprise me in the slightest. Suppose when you're training with them, and at club level, you obviously play against them, and playing with them. Some of them are from my own club as well. And you see, young fellas now are coming into inter-county squads, and they're physically ready. I remember when I was starting off, like, you were 17, 18, and a whippet. And there's boys coming in now, like Liam McKinney's 6'3" and very, very well put together. He's a fantastic athlete. Same with Stevie, same with Sean. All these lads are coming in and physically ready. And they obviously have the hurling to back it up. But I suppose it's credit to how hard the boys have been working as well. And obviously Mickey and Jamesy and Gabriel have kind of steered them in the right direction at times too. And it's no surprise. You see what they do week in, week out, and no, it doesn't surprise me, to be honest, Oisin.
Yeah. Donegal, it's been a couple of years now since you've won a Nicky Rackard competition. Is this group as good as the one that won it a number of years ago, if not better? Do you feel it can go all the way?
Yeah, I think we can. Obviously, there's hurdles in the way. I don't know if it's right or wrong to compare teams. I think people generally do that. But we'd fantastic team back then. You've since lost a couple of players. You've lost Sean. You've lost Joe Boyle. But we've replaced that with new lads coming in, and they maybe bring a different style of play, and they bring a different kind of approach to the game. But yeah, I think we're in a good position, and good thing about heading in this weekend and the games going forward is it's in our own hands. We were kind of heading into the last two games last year and the year before, them Tyrone games, needing to win, you know, and hoping somebody else might slip up somewhere. So it's in our own hands. And I say the next 3 or 4 weeks, hopefully it's going to be very important. It's important just to keep the head down, and, you know, management will keep us on our toes, and that's all we can do.